Hey guys, welcome back to Morning Minutes. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, studying the book of 1 Corinthians in a series I've called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. And this is episode 58, The Power of the Resurrection. We've been building up to this. We've talked about without the resurrection, there's nothing. We also talked earlier on, we started talking about just grace and all that God has given us in the resurrection. This is amazing stuff. And so Paul now writes these verses in verses 20 through 34. He says, But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized on their behalf? Why are we in danger every hour? I protest, brothers, by my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die every day. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Wake up from your drunken stupor, as is right, and do not go on sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. I want to talk about the power of the resurrection, a bit of a longer section of scripture. Let's try to put some points in perspective. First of all, the resurrection is powerful because it is true, and that started off with that. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, and he goes on and talks about eternity and the second coming of Christ and the importance of loving other people, and all because of the resurrection. We speak about the resurrection because it is true. Jesus is risen from the dead. Without that symbol of an empty cross, there's no body on the cross. Why? Because Jesus is risen. That is where Christians get their strength, that he died for us, forgave us our sins, and now is alive. We speak about the resurrection because it gives us hope. Well, a Christian hasn't found hope knowing that this world is not the end, that pain and death and tears are not the end, that there's a life coming where the evil one is destroyed completely, though he is defeated at the cross. Someday he will be utterly destroyed and we will have joy and rejoicing to be with the Lord always. And so we speak of the resurrection because it gives us hope for eternity, and we speak of the resurrection because we are made alive in Christ. Because he is alive, he lives in us, we can't help but speak of the resurrection. It is powerful because it is true. Number two, the resurrection has the power to save us and change us. So even as he gets into the section and makes this plea, do not be deceived, bad company ruin good morals, wake up. Don't go on sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. How can he tell people to not sin anymore unless we have the power not to sin anymore? So no one is outside the power of Christ to save. That is the first thing. If you're listening, you're not saved. Christ saves you through his death and resurrection if you'll put your faith in him. No one will live forever. Everyone has to decide. And so the resurrection has the power to save us and to change us. So first of all, to save us and then to change us. Every human is given the opportunity to decide. God sees to that. Don't worry about the guy in Africa. First of all, the gospel has been heard just about by all people groups. There is work happening to deliver the gospel to the remaining few people groups. And yet, even in that, God and his creation makes himself known to people. So don't, you know, that question that always comes up, well, what about that person in Africa who has never heard about the gospel? First question is, what about you? You have heard of the gospel message. We've been declaring it here clearly, but reading God's word, what have you done with this Jesus? And so food for thought, all right? And then no one who believes in the resurrection can remain unchanged. There is in us now a desire to live a godly, holy life because the Spirit of God is in us. And so how do we change? Well, by grace. What is grace? It is God accomplishing in us what we cannot accomplish on our own. Sanctification is by grace. We are complete in Christ, yet we are becoming like Christ. And so there's the Christianity is this paradox of both and sometimes it's frustrating. You want it to be all done, victory over sin, freedom over addictions, and on, but it is a work in progress that relies moment by moment on God's grace. But the power to change is there because of the power of the resurrection, all right? So the resurrection is powerful because it is true. The resurrection has the power to save us and to change us. And number three, the resurrection gives Jesus the power to rule over all. If you've gleaned anything in these verses, 14 verses that I read, it is that Jesus rules over all. He is the Son of God, and he has God has put everything in subjection to the feet of Jesus, under the feet of Jesus. And so Jesus has authority over all. He has power over Satan. He has the power to change us, and he has the power to give us a life that is not wasted. These are very, very critical principles. Jesus is the reason that we live and breathe and have our being, and it is his grace and his sacrifice that have given us meaning in this life. So if you do not have meaning in your life, ask yourself how well you know Jesus. And if you're a Christian and you've forgotten why we do what we do and why we're here alive on this earth, I would love to pray for you. If you would send me an email at Lina, L-I-N-A, at livingwithpower.org, and I would love for you to download our app or to go on our website, Living with Power, and find out more about the ministry. Hey, I love you guys. Remember that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.